What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are,
Gage Heaven Today.
I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. September 22nd. We are excited. It's Thursday. Tomorrow night, so much is happening. I'm going to be in Connecticut, in West Haven, Connecticut, doing a fire night. Catherine Mullins, incredible worship leader, is going to be in Madeira Beach, Florida. Tune into both if you can. Join one of them in person. It's going to be awesome. And then I'll be there Saturday night in Madeira Beach with Catherine. We're going to jump in. This is called Act Like It. Scripture is found in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. Then suddenly a voice came out from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Christianity seems so subjective these days. Who would have thought like a person could be a Christian but not act like it? I didn't. The Bible says the heavens open, but it never says the heavens closed. The only thing closed are people's heads and hearts. If we're not careful, we can end up living with an Old Testament mindset. We can live like heaven is not ours. Miracle power has been given to us. God has never intended us to live oppressed or full of anxiety. He never intended our bodies to be sick. God gave us an invitation to do everything he's called us to do in life, and we're not meant to live beneath the privilege. If you're not living in his privileges, then we must not realize what he's paid for, and we're not acting like believers. We've got to open our eyes to what we have and begin to act like it. What we act like is going to make a big difference where we are today and where we are in the years to come and for eternity. Further thought, what are we defined by? Are we declaring the word of God? Are we going for it? I talked Sunday at our church. You know, we've been talking about creating a culture of heaven. And there's two things that are the biggest pitfalls to a Christian life. One is a lack of awareness of what we've been given, and the other is a lack of awareness of what God's been doing. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Peter being offended, right? Just because people leave doesn't mean that God's not moving. We need discernment to really lock into what the Father's doing and, you know, and discern what his presence is doing. Another big challenge for Christians today is having awareness of what we've been given. If you don't know what's been given to you, then how can you step into that? If you don't have an understanding of what he paid for on the cross, how can you walk in abundant life and power? And so when you are not aware of what's been given to you, you will live beneath the privileges. In this scripture, you know, Jesus, the heavens opened and the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And it never closed. Are the heavens closed over people? Absolutely. But it's because heads and hearts are closed, not because the heavens are closed. So when you hear us talk about an open heaven, we know that it's always open, but we want you to be aware of what that is. There is an open heaven over you that's available. There is an open heaven where God's blessing and his presence just overtakes your life. That's the open heaven. Nobody thinks that it's ever closed, but it does close with heads and hearts. And so essentially, God wants you to live underneath the realms of God that are available to you, that are over your life. We're not meant to live beneath the privileges. And so what I'm praying today is that God would open your eyes to what he's paid for. If he's paid for, look at sickness and disease, man. You don't see people out there trying to heal the sick and believe God for miracles because it's easier to live underneath. It's easier to either believe he doesn't do it or not step out and see it. And so I'm telling you that a new day of miracles is upon us. I'm telling you that we're not waiting until somebody's on their deathbed before we believe in the supernatural. This is something we believe all the time. This is something that we are stepping out and believing God for every day of the week. Because what I prayed years ago, I said, "Lord, what has grace made available to me? What is available as a child of God? I want that. It's mine." And so today I want you to ask the Father, "What have you made available to us? Because I want to receive all that you paid for." Jesus gave us all power and authority. That's what the Bible says. And when on that day of Pentecost, it opened it up for all of you and me to receive the fullness that God paid for on the cross. And so I don't want to live beneath the privileges. I don't want to live beneath where God's called us to live. And today's devotional is a big eye opener for that. Like, Lord wants us to walk in power and walk in love and almost see. You know, the Bible says, fix your eyes on things above, not on earth beneath. Like, what you see in the natural, the Bible says, is temporal. And what you can't see is eternal. And so today, we open our eyes to eternity. We open our eyes to the realm of what we're on this earth for. People are so moved by this earth. They're moved by the pain of this earth. They're moved by the drama of this earth, the sickness of this earth, the trauma of this earth. We are, as Christians, we're called to live above it. As Christians, we're called to live in the clouds, live an ascended life to where we're here, but we're also there. And so wherever you are today, I just want you to close your eyes as I pray here, because I'm going to ask that God would open the eyes of your understanding to see. And I'm going to pray that after this prayer, you're not only going to be aware of what God's doing, but you're going to be aware of what he's giving you. Father, I pray for every person listening within the sound of my voice, that you would open our eyes to see. God, like the king and his servant Gehazi, open our eyes to see what you're doing in the spirit realm. I thank you that we're going to become more aware of your presence, more aware of what you paid for, so we can walk in that victory. We thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on. Love you guys. What an amazing devotional. You can pick up the Engaging Heaven Today devotional to tune along with us. Also, we'll see you tomorrow night. Tune in, fly in, do whatever you got to do. It's going to be an amazing weekend. We will see you tomorrow for an awesome Friday edition. Let's go.